It's the story of the three wise men. It's called The King of All Kings. Far away in the east, three clever men saw the very same star, the star that God had put in the sky when Jesus was born. They knew it was a sign. A baby king had been born. They had been waiting for this star. They knew it would come. "He's here," they shouted. "He's here." And I'm sure if you'd been there, you would have heard them laughing and dancing and singing until the sun came up. At dawn, they packed up their camels and wrapped gifts for the baby. They brought their most precious treasures of all, frankincense, gold, and myrrh. Special, sparkly, lovely, smelling, gleaming things just right for a king. Do you want to see the pictures? The three wise men, actually, if you met them, you would have thought they were kings because they were so rich and clever and important looking. They set off. They rode their camels across endless deserts, up steep, steep mountains, down into deep, deep valleys, through raging rivers, over grassy plains, night and day and night, for hours that turned into days, that turned into weeks, that turned into months and months, until, at last, they reached Jerusalem. Jerusalem was by far the most important city for miles around. And as anyone can tell you, that's where a palace would be. And kings are born in palaces. So that's where they went. But they were in for a surprise. They went to see King Herod. Surely he'd know where the baby was. But he didn't. In fact, he didn't like the sound of a new king. It made him cross. He didn't want anyone to be king except him. But Herod's advisors told the three wise men what was written in their books, what God had said about the baby king. "Go to Bethlehem, that's where you'll find him." Suddenly the star they had seen in the east started moving again, showing them the way. So the three wise men followed the star out of the big city, along the road into the little town of Bethlehem. They followed the star through the streets of Bethlehem, out of the nice part of town, through the not-so-nice part of town, into the really not-nice-at-all part of town, down a little dirt track, until it stopped right over a little house. But wait, it wasn't a palace, and there weren't any guards or servants or flags or red carpets or trumpets or anything. Did they get it wrong, or was this what God meant? Sure enough, in that little house, there sitting on his mother's knee, they found him, the baby king. The three men knelt before the little king. They took off their rich royal turbans and gleaming golden crowns. They bowed their noble heads to the ground and gave him their sparkling treasures. The journey that had begun so many centuries before had led three wise men here, to a little town, to a little house, to a little child, to the king God had promised David all those years before. But this child was a new kind of king. Though he was the Prince of Heaven, he had become poor. Though he was the mighty God, he had become a helpless baby. This king hadn't come to be the boss. He had come to be a servant.
Thank you, sparkling treasures. This king didn't come to be the boss, but to serve.
But back, it's said that the wise men were particularly excited. And in fact, if we read in the Bible, it uses the word overjoyed when they find the place where Jesus is living. And I don't know about you, whether you've had that sense of being overjoyed this Christmas period, or whether you felt like, oh, it's just been another Christmas. So many hectic things to do, so many people to see, so much food to eat. Oh my goodness. But you may have had at some point over these last 10 days, you may have had just one thing that actually has made you leap inside for joy. It may have been a present. It may have been seeing someone. It may have been a new discovery or going somewhere that you've not been before. But this morning, we're going to have a bit more of a think about the wise men. And I have three wonderful volunteers who I'm going to be calling my very own wise men this morning. So could my wise men please come up and join me, those of you who I've asked to come up. So David, if you could come. And Isaac, he's not a wise man, he is a king. So Isaac, you can come on up. And we have wise Heather Seaman. So there we go. And so this morning, you three are going to be doing a little bit of journeying, a little bit of discovering, and hopefully returning with some treasures. So, what you need to do is find the wise men, take their treasure, which they'll give to you, you're not thieves, and then return here with it. Now, you don't have a star to guide you to where the wise men are, but you may have some eagle-eyed friends sitting out here in the pews who might be able to help you spot where the wise men are and therefore where their treasures might be. So I will let you go off and try and find the wise men and their treasure. And if you think you can see a wise man, point and shout to encourage people.
Here.
Oh, so I think Heather's got one. Heather's got one. Where are the other two? Oh, that looks like there's one over there. Oh, David's got that one. And Isaac's at the back. Isaac's at the back. So let's see. What treasure do we have? What treasure do we have? So what have we got? First one. So Heather, what have we got here?
A candle.
A candle. And does the candle smell particularly nice?
Yes.
Marvellous, fantastic, that's the correct answer. Thank you, Heather. So, we have a wonderfully smelly candle. I'm going to put that just there. No, I'm not. It's going to go there. What do we have? Oh, David, what do we have here?
Well, I've got Miracle Glow Nourishing Oil Cream.
Ooh. Miracle Glow Nourishing Oil Cream.
Where would I put it?
Where would you put it? I will let you ask my wife at the end. So, we have some wonderful cream, which when I was asking my wife yesterday, have we got anything that's a little bit like myrrh? She said, well, I'm not used to embalming dead bodies, but I do have some creams that help me look a little less dead. So this was one of those things that she gave to me. And the final thing, Isaac, what do we have here?
Gold.
Golden coins. Unfortunately, it's not real gold. Would I be working here if they were real gold? Of course I would. I love you all. But we have some wonderfully pretend gold chocolate coins. And these, if you haven't guessed already, are to help represent those gifts that the wise men gave to Jesus. Gold, gift given to a king. Frankincense, the smelly, lovely stuff to signify divine nature. And some wonderful myrrh, because Jesus wasn't just born to be a king on earth, he was actually born to be a king over all things, which included dying, and the myrrh was to represent that. But we're not necessarily going to think about those things, but actually the fact that they are really, really costly gifts, and they were given to an infant. My son turned two days after Christmas. He's basically the same age as Jesus. If I actually had gold, frankincense, and myrrh, there is no way I'd be giving them to him. But Jesus wasn't just any ordinary child. As our story said, and as I'm sure most of us know, he was the king of all kings, and he deserved to be given all of these gifts. So this Christmas, whether you've had a wonderful, joyous Christmas, seeing lots of people, or whether you've not had the best Christmas, you've been stuck by yourself, wherever you've been, whoever you've seen, whatever gifts you've been given or whatever gifts you have given yourself, what have you given to Jesus? What could you give to Jesus? What is the most costly thing, the most precious thing to you that you can give to him, to show him that actually he is the king who is worth absolutely everything that we have? How far would you travel just to see him, even if only for 5 minutes? Would you travel the hundreds or thousands of miles that the wise men did, across many months, even years? Where would you go? Would it be as far as you would go to go on holiday, or to go for work, or to go and see a relative? Would you go further? I'm going to give you some time to have a think about those questions now, and then I'm going to pray before we move on. So if you need reminding, those questions were: how far would you go just to spend 5 minutes with Jesus? And what could you give? What's the most costly thing that you could take and give to Jesus, who is worthy of all our costly gifts? Pray together. Lord God, we thank you for the example of the wise men, that they left their homes, their families. They travelled over hundreds of miles for many months to see an infant. But we thank you that it wasn't just to see any infant, that it was to see your King, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Heaven. Lord Jesus, we pray that we would be helped in giving you the best things that we have to give. And that when you call us to follow you and go to places that seem far away or difficult to get to, that you would send your Spirit to help us to go there and to serve you just as you served us. We pray for this new year, that we would see you at work in our lives and in the lives of those around us, and that you would help us to get involved in that work, however large or small that might be. Amen.